I'm on the countdown of this program. Before I came up, I looked up in front to see if there was a clock, because I didn't want you to see one I couldn't see. And I looked back there, and then at the last I saw over there. So I'm sure you will be on schedule, make it out of the parking lot in time and all that. But I want to read a poem that's a whole page long. And I'm hesitating because I put it in as a... Well, it's like this. Traveling around to many campuses through the last 15 or more years, I've met all kinds of campus climates and so on. One of them is free speech. And I'm interested in free speech. It's something, though, that's really bigger than four-letter words. It's something about being able to talk to each other directly about things that concern us. So this is a different kind. It's called Bess. Ours are the streets where Bess first met her cancer. She went to work every day past the secure houses. At her job in the library, she arranged better and better flowers. And when students asked for books, her hand went out to help. In the last year of her life, she had to keep her friends from knowing how happy they were. She listened while they complained about food or work or the weather. And the great national events danced their grotesque, fake importance. Always, pain moved where she moved. She walked ahead. It came. She hid. It found her. No one ever served another so truly. No enemy ever meant so strong a hate. It was almost as if there was no room left for her on earth. But she remembered where joy used to live. She straightened its flowers. She did not weep when she passed its houses. And when finally she pulled into a tiny corner and slipped from pain, her hand opened again and the streets opened. And she wished all well. I don't know if you feel I was going to say, I didn't know whether you felt this has a place in poetry reading. Really.